Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. We're going to be continuing our discussion on Nancy Guthrie. And I got to tell you, this case weighs so heavily on my mind. I'm just constantly, and I know many of you are doing the same thing, just looking at all the information we have, which is actually a lot in this situation, and then comparing it to other like cases. Listen, there is just something we've really got to talk about. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm shifting stances. I'm going to do a huge tweet on this. And I feel very convinced that this is the genesis of this crime against Nancy. There was a crime that took place. I've talked about it before. It's something that is going on a national scale. These are called these wrench attacks. Have you heard of them? Wrench attacks. I brought this up so long ago concerning a wrench attack that occurred on the 31st of January in Scottsdale, Arizona. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a couple, actually, in this case, very well off, that was targeted for cryptocurrency. Exactly the type of modus operandi that we are talking in Nancy's case. I'm not just floating this anymore. I am saying I think that this is really could be the genesis and the reasoning and why this is so organized and why this is actually sophisticated on a particular level. This was the house, or the neighborhood, I should say, that was targeted. I know I've talked a lot about this. Essentially, what happened was two kids, literally two teens that are charged as adults now, out of California, that had never met each other, but that I believe came together on the dark web. And I'm going to talk more about the dark web and how these sorts of plots are initiated. Essentially, these two, again, never even knew each other. They drove over 600 miles to commit a crime. What was the crime? They committed the crime of an entry into a burglary into a house where they had received information. That's what is being said. I know law enforcement is looking deep into this via Signal. And the controllers, or the people that were guiding these two teens, purportedly, were Red and 8. And they were given seed money, in other words, approximately $1,000 to get FedEx uniforms, to buy zip ties and constraints, and to make this 600-mile trip. Now, remember, these boys didn't go to school together. These were young teens that were wacko in the mind, obviously, and messing around on the dark web, I believe, to find each other and to hook up with Red and 8 and to receive further guidance from Red and 8 via Signal. Now, listen, this isn't about some crazy conspiracy. These are ongoing investigations by the FBI that exists. This is not something that is not well known. This is something that is extremely organized. And what these individuals do is they get unsophisticated individuals who want to commit horrible attacks on people. So they're predisposed to it, want to make a quick buck. And they say, listen, we are going to give you a small part of the money if you're able to extort it from the individuals. These kids went into this house with the bruise of being FedEx agents or FedEx officials. Once the door opened, they went in. I know I've talked about this case before, and I'm going to talk about it again because the proximity to Nancy's house was about an hour and a half away. And this is not the only case where this exact scam is being perpetrated by individuals who are running these highly sophisticated wrench scams. What they're doing, they're very organized, and they get these Muppets to go out and commit these crimes. So now you have these two, in my opinion, probably sadistic and, you know, kids that are, they get caught up in this fantasy. They think they're going to get rich. They break in to this home. They zip tie and hog tie and beat both of these individuals. They demanded $66 million in cryptocurrency. $66 million. Which is ridiculous, but these were extremely wealthy individuals. They lived in Scottsdale, Arizona. The crime was thwarted, thankfully, because these people are so unsophisticated. They didn't clear the house. There was a younger member of the family there who called police. Police get there, but the crime, you know, a big part of the crime had already taken place. They were already beaten. They get in a high-speed chase that ends up at a dead end at a shopping mall. That two individuals are arrested. Like I said, these kids that never knew each other, everyone, they didn't go to school together. They met to do this crime as a part of this large scale wrench type activity. Why do I think this is very much and could be related? I've talked about it before, but the more I think about everything, I feel very committed to this prospect. Listen, this is the situation. You have porch guy who obviously is not a sophisticated criminal. Look at the crotch shot of this guy and his gun. Look at the way the gun doesn't even fit. Look at how these gloves he has on do not fit tightly. Look at how he could give a care less about what happens to him, his comfort level. I think that comfort level has been confused by many of us as to somebody who knows this property well and knows he's not going to get caught. Listen, I don't think he thinks he's going to get caught because of the site surveys he did in advance of the crime. Anyone saying that this isn't a sophisticated crime is talking out of their arse. This is so sophisticated that the full breadth of the FBI, hundreds of agents, analysts, local law enforcement, every asset the FBI has, from pacemaker sniffers to, you know, all of these individuals, private entities hired to help try to figure out where those ransom demands came from. This entire thing is sophisticated, period, end of story. That's why we don't have any answers. That's why these groups pick randos like this guy probably to commit this crime. Complete rando. If you look at the timeline, 147 snatches that camera, right? He snatches it so they cannot see him take her through the front door into the car and leave. It's what we've said from the beginning. He walks around and at 212 is seen again on camera, everyone, on Nancy Guthrie's camera going around the house. I still think there's two people involved in this because of the walkie-talkie antenna I can see. That is not an antenna indicative of any sort of jammer. And the frequency that a jammer would use would make this picture so obscured if he really had one. I don't believe the jammer thing. But nevertheless, this guy who's a mope then goes to the back. I think there's somebody else. I think that's, they came into two separate doors. That's why both doors are entered. They're left open because they go in and they grab her. And do they try on the spot possibly to extort her right there out of Bitcoin? We know the two ransom notes are related. We know that by how the FBI responded, by how the family responded, by the fact that they put them forward to plead to the individuals who have her. We know that by statements made by the sheriff where he says the FBI is in charge of the ransom notes. They would not put on the Cecil B. DeMille that they did with five different video recordings with family begging for these attackers to release footage of her being alive or dead. They were willing to do either. If you look, and I'm going to be featuring case after case of the modus operandi of these cryptocurrency kidnappers, extortionists, these wrench attacks that are happening nationwide that are being perpetrated by very sophisticated groups that the FBI is looking into, including the Scottsdale attack. It's real and it makes sense to me. And this is the other thing these whack jobs do. They keep extorting. You know, I find it very interesting that as an example, when Nancy Guthrie, or I'm sorry, when Savannah Guthrie was talking to Hoda on the Today Show, I find it very interesting, of course, that she said, indeed, that those ransom notes, the first two were real, meaning connected, that they were written by whoever was involved in the abduction. What I find really interesting is the subsequent notes that were given to TMZ, everyone. Those ransom notes followed the same modus operandi. They were sent to the same stations. They were sent to DMZ. They demanded Bitcoin. They have a Bitcoin wallet. They use the same modus operandi. Now, this is the thing. How can it be said unequivocally that those notes are not related, everyone? In other words, to each other. They don't know who sent six ransom notes the first 2 days of ransom notes that they say are legitimately tied to the abductors based on specific information in the notes, the nightstand information, the information concerning the information concerning the floodlight, the information concerning what she was wearing. And that's just a few things that we know. The Bureau has everything. TMZ also knows. You guys, this is what makes sense. This is why the full breadth of the FBI after 108 days cannot figure out the genesis of those emails that came in. I've talked about the sophistication of being able to hide your email, your IP address through these various ways. The full breadth of the FBI combined with their local partners. In other words, local SMEs, subject matter experts that you hire, that the Bureau does routinely when it's very specific in terms of what they're trying to determine. For instance, how did we get this video? This wasn't anything law enforcement did on their own. They needed the Google experts. The Google experts know their systems better than anyone. And that's what the FBI is doing with those emails. Trying to understand, is there any possible way to track backwards that email coming in and to track backwards where it came from? We are on day 108, I believe, And guess what? Still don't have answers to that. So how, if you don't have answers to that and you don't have answers to the subsequent ones that have come in, how can you say they're not related? If you can't track the people who are still sending them, so we're just to assume that there's two sophisticated folks that are using the same modus operandi and that want Bitcoin? Or are they linked? Do they have any nexus? I'm saying we don't know. We haven't heard from law enforcement either way. We have heard from Savannah. Her say those first two are real from the abductors. She didn't say the others were. I'm just saying, how do they know one way or the other when they can't seem to track either? We know, as an example, that if they had found the second note, folks, this is what we would see. An arrest, Kalela, on your left up here, when he was sending Bitcoin ransom demands to Annie and Tommaso, the Bureau easily was able to track that. It was an easy deal. Because this guy isn't sophisticated at all. Text messaged both of them, made this demand, got arrested, and was out the next day on a $20,000 bond. Go figure. But the people involved in Nancy's abduction, the people involved pulling the puppet strings for this guy, they are very advanced. That's it. Now, how did the people get onto Nancy and Savannah and Target? Because this is targeted, completely targeted, just like the Scottsdale. I mean, if you're rich, you better watch out. Not that Nancy was rich, but she's tied to a rich person. Again, it all went south, just like the other kidnapping went south. That one went south, the one in the house that I talked to you about in Scottsdale, those two individuals who were beaten and tied up. Why did that go south? That went south because these individuals are so unsophisticated that they didn't clear the house. And police were called out. That's how they were nabbed. But that isn't who's behind that. That's not who's behind the Scottsdale one. Will they ever find Red and 8? Shoot, they can't find who's behind the other. Now, I want to make it crystal clear. There is no connection between the two perpetrators that drove 600 miles plus from Scottsdale to commit that crime, that had their puppet strings pulled by somebody advanced and sophisticated, these wrench rings. But they haven't talked about the puppet masters with that. We don't know. And I tell you, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But this is what I'm sniffing out here. You know, everybody wants to believe the puppet master is Tommaso Cioni. He's not the puppet master, guys. This is something so far sophisticated, again, that the FBI and all the SMEs working on this cannot solve. This is a lot of luck with somebody completely unrelated that went in there, that I think is likely part of one of these wrench attacks. The Bureau's working on trying to get these under control. I'm going to keep bringing up different cases on different shows that mimic in a large way this. She was an easy target, everyone. An easy target. and they knew it. You know, I was thinking, how well did he really know this property? Sorry, Simba's very upset about something. How well did he know this property? Inside and out, like many of us have believed, based on how he acted on that porch. Right? Seems like not a care in the world, but is it not a care in the world? Is it not a care in the world because he's a mope? He's done his planning? Is that why? That's what I'm sniffing out, guys. There was a question I saw go by, put on my glasses briefly, that have they been cleared? Yes, they've been cleared. I put up this constantly. I'm going to do it again for anybody new to the audience. Yes, they have been cleared. There is no way Pima County puts this up without the approval of the Bureau in a joint investigation, period, end of story. That is not how these joint investigations roll. This was pretty early in the investigation. I've talked in large extent. I'm going to put it up again. I've talked in large extent about how somebody is cleared. The polygraph process, the interview process, the look at their digital information from their car and from their phones to corroborate or to refute. The car was given back long ago. They kept the car for a long time. They tore it inside out because they wanted to make sure there was no nexus to this crime. Looking at who they could have been meeting with. How many times did they go back and forth? Did they normally use the vehicle to take her home at night after they had dinners? Did all that fall into place and line up? They have been cleared. I'm trying to find it. Here it is. I finally got it. I know it. Nobody trusts Chris Nanos. I get it. This would not have been put out without that. That's just the facts, guys. People are barking up the wrong tree. I brought this up, geez, probably now it's been over 2 months ago. I've also brought up the possibility for everybody to consider, just to consider, the porch guy ain't around anymore. Brought that up a couple of weeks ago, too. It's possible. I'm not convinced. I'm putting that out there as just a possibility. I talked about that a long time ago, that it's possible. But I tell you, I feel convinced, not feel. I don't go by feelings. A lot of times people say, what's your gut? I'm asked that a lot. I say, I have no gut. I go with facts. And when you look at the totality of this, particularly the fact of the FBI and the fact that this happened in Scottsdale, the fact that these types of activities go on, that the dark web is a playground for finding idiots like a porch guy to commit these crimes. I mean, let's really look at this, you guys. It is costumey. Walmart. This isn't a guy, in my opinion, that this is what he does for a living. This isn't a guy that's part of a cartel. This is a guy like those kids, those stupid kids that now are going to be tried as adults and are going to spend decades likely in prison for what they did. Tried as adults. Unsophisticated people who want to be rich, want to be part of a cool scam. So they think, cool scam. But not, I don't think the puppet master. I think that when you look at the totality of everything we have right now to date, it points at a sophisticated group that gets these individuals and absolutely puts them out there to commit these types of crimes. I want you to look at, if you don't mind, just take a look at again what TMZ said about this is the last batch that came in. Okay, so we have the first letters that came in. They came in, just to be clear, emails. I'll call them emails, not letters. Emails came in to the two local Tucson stations, right? Then one to TMZ. Did these folks think that they were going to get money at this point? They don't have any proof of life. But this is what they do, and they keep doing it. They keep going. They keep going. And I'll get back and answer some of these. I'm putting these up as they come. These individual extortionists, they just keep extorting, by the way. They don't stop because they're not getting the money. And that's why I am saying, do the Bitcoin tickle the wire? The millions and millions and millions of dollars spent on this, let's just say the hair, which we've talked about how transient hairs are, it's going to be a miracle if that hair has anything to do with Porch Guy. But say it does, say we get lucky, and it does. Say it's lucky. If it does, everyone, and they figure out who Porch Guy is, how do we even know Porch Guy around? And then say they get Porch Guy because he is around. And I don't know. I have no information, by the way, of these wrench type organizations killing off their mopes. Because the mopes are so distant from the individuals. They're so distant that they're not in jeopardy of being found out. Right? They're so distant. So it's not that I think they killed off the mope. I really don't think that. I said, hey, we got to consider that since nobody's come forward. The mope hasn't come forward. And who knows, they could have paid the mope some amount of money. I mean, these organizations are sophisticated. I want you to listen, I'm sorry, to what TMZ said about the second set of notes. And again, my whole thing is, how can anyone say, and law enforcement hasn't said, by the way, but how can anyone say that the first set of notes isn't related to the second set of notes? When you don't have the first set of notes figured out, and you don't have the second set of notes figured out, and you know these wrench organizations go back time and time and time and again, hoping to get something. Listen to what TMZ had to say.
It's not legit. Otherwise, they would have advised Savannah to.
Sorry. Here we go.
You know, I will share a little bit of news with you. The person who has been incessantly contacting us.
Although saying, stopped for a while.
Yeah. We got another letter today. from this person, an email saying, I know where her body is and who the kidnapper is. Give me half a Bitcoin and I'll tell you. And this person has been really persistent, knowing that if it's a scam, it's a federal crime.
Right. But they also made the point that they wanted to make it clear that they have nothing to do with it.
Right.
They've been out of the country, but who knows?
We
forwarded it to the FBI,
right,
as we have in the past.
Right.
And for whatever reason, and this is the thing we haven't figured out, you have to assume that the law enforcement, they believe that this person is not legit. Otherwise, they would have advised.
So really quick, when we talk about not legit, I want to be crystal clear on this. The hope of ransom is always there for these people. The hope of getting Bitcoin, the hope of getting the cryptocurrency. The minute Nancy died, and I think this is part of their game, that other story I told you about up in Scottsdale, those people were beat. Those people probably would have died if not for law enforcement. Well, I'm not saying that. Look, I don't know what those boys would have done if they were have been willing to beat them to death. But we know they zip-tied them. We know that they beat them. All four cryptocurrency Bitcoin puppets of red and eight found on the dark web, I believe, and I believe that because of my knowledge of how these rings start. And you can bet the Bureau is infiltrating that, just like we do with child porn cases, right? Where you pretend to be the little girl and you lure these people in. Stings. These operations are ongoing now because on the dark web, you have trollers, legitimate. When I say legitimate, I mean cryptocurrency kidnapping masterminds that target individuals for this exact type of abduction and payment. Only it went wrong, horribly wrong. This TMZ is from several weeks ago, a few weeks ago, but it's the last known letter. So this is the very last of the letters that came in that he's referring to, which has been a few weeks ago now. But those letters, as they're pointing out, are from the same individuals, not the first two. So there's the first two that came in to the local stations and to TMZ on day two, so on the 2nd of February, and then TMZ 12 hours later on the 3rd of February. Those are the ones that Savannah says are legitimately connected to the abductor. In other words, they have connectivity to who did this to their mother. And that's why they came out again and came together right here on this one. And
we received your message. Begged. We understand.
This is all orchestrated by
we
the-
We beg you now to return our mother to us so that we can celebrate with her.
And when I say orchestrated, the Guthries are in charge. The Guthries are absolutely in charge. But the Bureau is guiding in this. Not Sheriff Nanos. He on stage turned his back and said, the ransom, all that's being handled by the Bureau. We're just handling the abduction piece. And remember, I told you, venue right now is still squarely in Pima County, unless Nancy was taken across state lines or international lines. If that ends up being what happened, you know, then you could see that venue be joined, like Luigi Mangione, which that's a whole nother case. Anyway, this is because officials, the FBI, believe those two ransom notes are real. They would not do that. They would treat it like they treated this guy, Colella. Yeah, it's all fake. Look, these people are targeted so often. Anybody with a missing person, they get targeted by, you know, sickos like this, opportunists. That's different. It's different than what happened. For people who are looking at who the puppet master is, we need to think way broader. I'm thinking way broader. I think this guy's a mope, just like those teens that drove 600 miles. And I think he screwed up inside that house. She had so many ailments. She was 84 years old. And it went completely south. If she was passed out, I don't believe he would have necessarily put a hood over her head. But I really think he probably did. I also think he gagged her. I've said that. However, that blood on the porch, I do believe is expirated blood, not aspirated, expirated blood, because I found that picture that is the best picture I've ever seen. And it's not because of the sort of pile up that we see in the one photo that I know is the more widely circulated photo, but because of the presence of that mist separate from that, right over here. See these teeny, 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 tiny specks all around? Not in that one where it looks like it dripped and caught it that spattering, but this type of stuff. Anyway, they know. The blood spatter experts know. The scientists knew within hours, because if there's mucus in it, then they know. But again, that might speak to the complete unsophistication of this guy. He's so unsophisticated, he didn't care if he gets pulled over and she's in the trunk screaming, or somebody hears it, if he didn't gag her, unhood her, right? Again, you'll notice there's no blood there. It's not till after she's removed from that house. So maybe he was so unsophisticated, such a muppet, that he took her and didn't gag and hood her. But he did a site survey. There is a reason. There is a reason why the FBI is stumped. There's a reason why they can't trace the emails. There's a reason why they can't trace the Bitcoin. We had a Bitcoin expert on here. I want to get him back on here again. I thought he was so good. He was on here explaining that yes, you can set up a Bitcoin account anonymously, but it takes some sophistication. Yes, you can get Bitcoin out and make it usable, but there's going to be a trail. I've talked about how back in the day you had money dropped off and then it's taken and spent. How do you think that was traced? Hard work trying to trace down different marked bills all over the place, different serial numbers, right? You don't have to mark them with anything. You just know what serial numbers you gave. And then you have to figure out, how did that enter up at the dollar store? How is this one over here at the Quick Trip? How is this one, you know, at JCPenney? I'm really dating myself. You had to work. And that's how Bitcoin, he explained that to us, how you work. There's breadcrumbs, but it's got to get out there. And that if they're really sophisticated, there are other steps past Bitcoin that can be taken. I'm not even going to get into that. But my point is, this is sophisticated. The SMEs can't figure it out. The FBI cannot figure it out. And if they can't figure it out, that tells me this is a sophisticated network. I'm talking about the emails and I'm talking about the Bitcoin. If in fact, as we've been told, and as we could see, that those first two letters are real. The first two are real. Really connected, that is. Remember, Sheriff Nano said, do you remember this? I wish I had this clip. He's sitting there and he's being interviewed by a local reporter. It's in his office. And I've posted it many times and I went through it on another live. When they ask about the motive or what the thinking was, he said it's the same as in the beginning. They think it's the same as in the beginning. And that, my friends, is a kidnapping for ransom.
I mean, from the very early moments, you know, Annie and Tommy were saying this isn't that case that right. You are used to, where someone wanders off. She can't wander off. What? And then, I mean, it sounds so.
Sorry. Oops.
He saw very clearly right away what this was.
Yeah.
And even on the phone. When I called him, he knew.
He knew.
And he said, I think she's been kidnapped for ransom. And I said,
yeah.
What? Yeah. Well, why? What? And then, I mean, it sounds so.
See, we have the information. We have the information. This isn't the big mystery. This isn't a big mystery. What's a mystery is who's behind it. And the reason that's a mystery is because it's sophisticated. Porch guy's a mope. Like those 17-year-old kids that came 600 miles to make it rich and were predisposed to violence, didn't mind beating up and tying up older people to try to beat them into giving cryptocurrency passwords and doing transfers. Nancy couldn't take it. Let me play that again.
How dumb could I be? But I didn't want to believe. I just said, do you think because of me? And I said,
so I'm going to look at a little bit up here because I'm seeing some things come in. So let me address this. Her brother knew it was a kidnap for ransom before the first ransom note was sent. How? I think this is a very good question. First of all, mom is gone in her 90 with no shoes, two doors open, and a nest. By the way, it's not a ring. She actually misspeaks and says ring. I think Cash Patel says ring. It's a Nest camera. yanked out of the wall, blood going to the location of where a car would be. This is not rocket science. And remember, she's calling him on day two. When did the first notes come in, everyone? Day two. People think they came in later because TMZ got them 13 hours later on day three. They came in the next day, everyone. So they're out there searching, running around, searching, which I think they should have done. They should still be searching. This guy's unsophisticated. This guy is a mope. He's a mope playing kidnapper and hoping for some money. And I tell you, I wouldn't doubt if the sophisticates that planned all of this didn't pay him off once it blew up. I wouldn't doubt it. I put out there, like I said a long time ago, you can go back and look before other people discussed it about could they have taken him out. It's possible, but no, not this group, not these kinds of people. They keep themselves so distanced from their Muppets that they're not worried. And you get these low IQ Muppets that obey on command, just like a 17 and a 16-year-old. Drive to Scottsdale. We've got the people to target. They did it on the 31st of January, everyone. The day before this one. Wouldn't it have been awful? I always wonder, what if that crew would have targeted Nancy and sent those two teenage mopes to her house? Think about that. But back to what you said, how would he know from all of those descriptors that I just said? Plus, remember, those notes came in on the 2nd. Continue.
I'm sorry, sweetie, but yeah, maybe. But I knew that.
You did?
I hope not.
Of course, the reason Nancy was abducted was Savannah. The reason the two rich people in Scottsdale were abducted is because they're wealthy and rich. That's who you're going after if you want cryptocurrency. And like I said, I'm going to bring up other cases because I want you to see what these networks do, the mopes that they get, and the mopes that get caught, and the mopes that don't know about their puppet masters, and the fact that they keep going. In other words, these extortionists keep extorting. They don't stop. Until the FBI figures out who sent the first set of emails, 6 of them, 2 emails, 3 locations, until they figure that out, there is no way in hell they're going to be able to say that the second set, those aren't related. 2 different Bitcoin addresses, I get it. And possibly just a copycat. But man, they came in right afterwards. Remember, they came in right afterwards. And they don't have them figured out yet. Just like the first set. It's sophisticated.
I mean, we still don't know. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we don't know anything.
No.
We mm-hmm. don't know anything. So I don't know that it's because she's my mom and somebody thought, oh, that girl, that lady has money. We can make a quick buck. I mean, that would make sense, but we don't know. But yeah, that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Occam's razor. Occam's razor. That's what makes sense. You know what? Did everybody see this today? Did everybody see that Ryan Upchurch, who proliferated information that Kylie Rodney wasn't real, that her family wasn't real, that the whole Kylie Rodney death was a scam for the family to make money? Everybody see? They went to trial, $17.5 million awarded to that family for Ryan Upchurch's disgraceful defamation. Mark my words. Big accounts are going to get in trouble for blaming the family. And anyone who is in law enforcement that's giving comment or was in law enforcement, who I can tell you they don't know their ass from a banjo if they don't think that the Bureau supported this message. Because they ain't never been in a task force situation working crimes like this. Period. This statement absolutely had the endorsement of the Bureau, just like all of those cleared, weekly clear lists that happen in Idaho, sent out by the chief, endorsed by the FBI. And guess what? None of those people were involved either. Not the Jacks, not Dylan, not Bethany, not Kopaka, not the people, any of those people on that list. And the Bureau knew it because they had done the appropriate investigation with hundreds and hundreds of agents, analysts, and officers working, which is a force multiplier, which means you're not talking about one person working in a day. You're talking about hundreds. So you get 100 times the work. And that's how you get these answers quickly. You've got all these people doing polygraphs, doing interviews, doing the digital analysis, looking at what's in that vehicle. Where is that vehicle gone? Interviewing witnesses, interviewing the son. Looking for holes in the story. Looking for where they were. Looking for footprints of them reaching out to somebody. These are not your puppet masters, people. And I cannot wait for the lawsuits because it's got to stop. And I was so happy when Ryan Upchurch won, or not won, lost. And Kylie Rodney, for those of you who followed that case, just like the professor that got accused by the TikToker. And that TikToker, huge judgment against her. I don't know. Keep them going. I keep seeing, I can't believe the elaborate nature of some of these videos accusing Tommaso and Annie. It's shocking. Like scenes in an interview room and a polygraph, and it's all made out to be real. And the pussyfooting of so many channels where they're saying they're blaming them, but they're pussyfooting around it. I'm telling you right now, if I am Savannah, as soon as this case is solved, I am on it. I would be so mad because you know what? Annie and the Guthries, none of them will be the same. Not only because they lost their mom, but because they're being accused of doing this to their mom. I just saw a huge thing on a whole channel spin on Savannah, why Savannah did it. I really think 33MV512, I really think this isn't about that. I really think it's down to money. Nano says it. If you look at what comes out of people's mouths, that is what is being said. They knew early on. I want to make sure I didn't miss anything because I had the comments frozen so I could read that one comment. And they're such good questions. And, you know, I really appreciate it. Yes, day 108. I can't believe Sarah either that they think they are, but it proliferates. It just proliferates. Just go online and you'll see it. And until people get defamation suits launched, I'm telling you, Tommaso, like I said, I don't even see him on their website anymore. I see the leaders, but I found another place where you can find the list of people. I think he's really suffered. I don't know whether he's still there teaching or they're just kind of keeping him quiet. They're going to point all of that out. They're going to point out how particularly Annie and Tommaso have suffered, because that's what you have to prove. Not just you were defamed, but that you know, were hurt. Let's see. Let me see. Idaho is incomparable. It's really comparable. It's comparable because both offices, both local departments sent out clear lists. And that's why I'm comparing them. They both sent out clear lists and nobody believed the clear list in the Idaho case either. Rampant online disparagement and accusations. No one believed it. And I'm just making the analysis that being behind the curtain for 28 years, I can tell you, and working with these task force, you do not put out something like that without the support of the Bureau. End of story. Let me just make sure I'm not seeing anything else. Local law enforcement, you say they killed Kapaka. That was a terrible standoff with somebody who had severe PTSD and was dangerous. You know, it's interesting. Bitcoin, this is from Cynthia. Cynthia, did you know Bitcoin, you can buy it at, you can use it at hamburger places. Can't remember which one it is. You can use it now at different places. A lot of people who are really smart, way smarter than I ever dreamed of being, they say that's what's next for us. That nobody believed that we would use a plastic swipe to pay everything. And look at what's happened. Credit cards. Cards to do debit machines. Currencies, very seldom used now. Comparatively, everybody uses credit cards. And then now what's everybody doing? Cash apping. Who would have ever thought? You know, cash app, call up, you know, dial it in. It's there. They're saying Bitcoin is what's next. Let me just see if there's anything. Let's see. I mean, this is just, I love to look over here at chat because you guys are so interesting, how you all think, your different points you bring up. It's really great. This person writes, there's Bitcoin in a liquor store in Detroit. Bitcoin is coming, everybody, just like credit cards, just like, you know, debit. It's just coming. A lot of people own a lot of Bitcoin and they say it's safer. It's, you can't infiltrate it. It's hard to breach. It's hard to corrupt. You know, you don't have the credit card fraud with Bitcoin. You can't have people get into your wallet as easily. That's going to be the reason, because these credit card companies pay, right? Whenever somebody scams us, it's the credit card company that pays. We don't have to pay. But back to my initial point on this, and then I'll leave y'all for the day. This is sophisticated. It has not been solved by the FBI with all their resources on it, by their SMEs that they have working on it. They can't figure out who sent those emails, any of the emails. So I don't know how you can say they're unrelated. I think, or when I say you, just generally speaking, you can say that they are, that the latter ones don't have any specificity regarding the detail as to her nightstand and to her pajamas, you know, what she had on, and to the floodlight. Those were in the first ones, but you can't say that they're not linked yet until they figure out who each of them came from. Sophisticated. Why was an 84-year-old person taken? This is not, I would believe, this isn't about her age. This is squarely about Savannah Guthrie. This is about Savannah Guthrie and her money. And these people are pathetic individuals who have absolutely no problem continuing the ransom stuff. You know, she's Savannah Guthrie is going to be on Wordle. I think it's called Wordle. I've never played it, but I have a lot of friends who play that. Wordle. She's going to be the host, right? She's hosting it with somebody else, somebody, a funny guy. I'm just terrible with names. I'm so sorry. I don't even know actors and actresses. I'm going to tell you a funny story before I leave, just to leave everybody with a little laugh before I make the final point. I think I might've said this before. I went to the movie A Star Is Born. This was probably a year or so ago, whenever it was out. It was at the very end of being in the movies. My husband and I were sitting there. We're both crying, so sad at the end, blah, blah. And I look at him and I said, I don't know who that actor and actress are, but mark my words, they are going to be famous someday. They are so good. He just looked at me because that's Lady Gaga. And I still can't remember the name of the other guy. And the other guy, who I guess is extremely famous. And I said, oh my gosh. So anyway, I'm terrible with movie stars. I don't know them. Anyway, let me just read this. Sorry, I got a little bit off topic. But anyway, I want to get back to that. I'm so sorry. I just bleeped that off. Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to answer this question. Here we go. Let me get this back on. And let me put this up just so I can read this. Oh, I did it again. Here we go. I believe the kidnappers had access to the house nearby and used it as a staging area. Let's see. And used an electric side-by-side squad bikes with a tray to take her. You know, I mean, we don't know, and I appreciate all comments. I really do. Thank you, Nunu Luli. I really think they used a car. I do. I think they pulled right in there. I don't think they used that nearby house. There wasn't enough investigation done there. There is a little parking area that they could have used to stage. But I just think it would have been made them stick out much too much to not use a normal undescript vehicle. And quite frankly, I think Porch Guy is a Muppet. He's a Muppet, a mope, we called them. This isn't who planned this. This is just my opinion. I think this is a part of a larger targeted case that these people do. And they picked Nancy because she was an easy target and they knew she had money and they knew Savannah would pay. And I think whoever the puppet masters are, know a lot about them. And I think Porch Guy was out there like, ooh, I'm in my costume. I'm like Spidey porch guy. Just like those kids. He just had a different MO. Everyone, I can't wait to do a write-up today and tweet about this. Look at that Scottsdale case. I'm going to bring up other cases and track some other things the Bureau's doing as best I can concerning dark web and concerning these groups targeting cryptocurrency kidnappings. Everyone, you've been great. Thanks again for being here. To the mods, I can't thank you mods enough. The mods are amazing. They're always here. Just the most wonderful people. Thank you to everyone who gave, you know, $14.99, so generous. Thank you so much. Yeah. I'll keep bringing up cases and showing the similarities with this. It's a good question. How did they just randomly find out rich people? Oh, it's not random. They do their research. And this was an easy one. She was all over the Today Show. Savannah Guthrie had the Today Show at their favorite Mexican restaurant, at their house, her doing her bed chore, you know, how to make a bed. They knew all of it. All right, everyone. You're the best. Thanks for joining. Until next time, may justice be served for the Guthrie family and all the missing.